Take a deep breath and think. I believe that in a difficult situation, you should show panic the door in order to find your way. When I was 5 years old, I went to Maine with my parents. We stopped by the Kittery Trading Post, a store at the Outlet Mall. The store was huge. While my parents shopped, I browsed through various aisles close to them. My 5-year-old brain sparked with excitement as I looked at toys in the kids' section. While my parents were making sure I was safe, they were in a rush to finish shopping. It was this rush that made them momentarily lose track of me. While a remote control car caught my attention, I was so fascinated by it that I only faintly heard my parents shout across the store that they were leaving. When I tired of the toy, I searched for my parents, but they were gone. My heart beat nervously as I raced across the store and up the stairs. I could not see them anywhere. Panicking, I started to cry and shriek. Blinded by my tears, I managed to reach the checkout register. I asked the security guard standing there if he had seen Mommy and Daddy. Then I heard a familiar voice calling my name. It was my mom, waiting in line to pay while my dad was looking for me. I ran to my mom and gave her a warm embrace. Her words of advice: never panic in the future. Use the resources around you. People are kind. They will help you. Just take a deep breath and think. This has become the foundation of my belief. 6 years later, on another family trip, a similar situation occurred at the Hotel Novotel in Paris. One morning, I awoke excited at the prospect of seeing the tallest and most famous structure in Paris, the Eiffel Tower. My dad said I could go down to breakfast early. I had never taken the elevator alone before, so I was a little bit nervous. I thought that breakfast was in the lobby, but I didn't see it there. I asked the concierge slowly, "Where is breakfast?" He said, "In étage plus bas de zéro," which in English means, hesitatingly, "one floor below zero." Confused, I decided to head back to the room, but my parents had left for breakfast. Only the maid was there. I remembered my mother's advice from many years before. I breathed. The maid was kind. She would help. I asked her where breakfast was, and she led me to the correct floor. My family said, "Where have you been? We have been worried sick." I explained what happened and how I solved the problem. When I found myself lost and alone, I got nervous, but I remembered to take a deep breath and think. Instead of allowing panic to stay, I was quite proud when I showed panic the door.